Rebecca Livingston. The reverberations of the conviction of Cardinal George Pell are continuing around the world. And what we focused on earlier this morning on the program was the fact that the struggle for justice for most victims of institutional sexual abuse continues today. I spoke to Warren Strange. He's the executive officer at No More, which is an independent service that gives free legal advice to survivors of abuse. And I asked Warren if he was expecting, as a consequence of yesterday's revelations, if he was expecting to receive a spike in calls seeking support.
Yesterday we had a number of calls from people, and some expressed a strong sense of appreciation that our legal system will work to hold even very senior and influential people to account. Inherently, these sorts of outcomes are traumatising for people because it brings up the circumstances of their own experience. So it can often be a difficult and challenging time for survivors.
Warren, does this verdict show that no one, or anyone, regardless of their power or position in any institution, will be treated equally by the law?
I think it does, Rebecca. It shows that everyone is equal before the law when our system is working as it should, and that in cases where police and prosecutors believe sufficient evidence exists, that charges will proceed and will be determined by the court as they should be.
But is it harder and more complicated for an individual? And I know you've had some 9,000 people walk through your doors over the course of the last 6 or so years. Is it more challenging as an individual when they are raising concerns about a high-profile person, about an identity in the community?
I think so, and fundamentally, child sexual abuse in an institutional context is about misuse of power, and it's about betrayal of trust. And survivors who've experienced that have been silenced and unable to speak out as children very often, and we know that many survivors take years and often decades to be able to make an effective disclosure about what happened to them. So in those circumstances, I think the outcome does send a message to survivors that no one is beyond the law.
There a concentration of claims in a particular capital city?
Queensland continues to be overrepresented in our client group compared to the general population level. That's replicated in a couple of other states, but Queensland unfortunately is leading the way there, and we've often speculated about reasons for that. Queensland has had a previous redress scheme following the inquiry that was led by Lynine Ford, and in some respects Queensland probably has a survivor population that is perhaps better connected and more aware around some of their legal rights, so that might impact on coming forward and exercising those rights and contacting us.
That's Warren Strange, the executive officer at No More, an independent service that gives free legal advice to survivors of abuse. Stay listening to ABC Radio Brisbane today for more developments on George Pell's appeal. He's listed to apply for bail in the Court of Appeal at 2:30 this afternoon. That's probably daylight saving time, so maybe about 1:30 Brisbane time. A court has been told that George Pell's child sex crimes each carry maximum jail terms of 10 years. And the judge hearing Pell's case this morning has previously indicated he planned to revoke Pell's bail today, but it's not clear whether he'll be taken into custody following today's hearing.
You're with Rebecca Livingston on ABC Radio Brisbane.